Welcome to another episode of Business Way Outside the Box. I am your host, Steve Dubin. This podcast is sponsored by PR Works. Today we have a terrific guest who I've known now for longer than either of us is willing to admit, probably at least a decade or so. Yeah. And our guest is meets the description of this podcast, which is an unusual business that's delivered in an unusual way and is useful to our audience. Our guest has done a lot of things. She actually had legitimate work at one time. And that included anywhere from journalism to an equestrian past to surfing and what brought her life to the East Coast or back to the East Coast. Was kids. Ben and Charlotte should be mentioned. They're among Wendy's proudest achievements. And Wendy has a terrific business called The Mud Room, where she does both, she's a professional organizer and a home stager. And welcome Wendy Arundel. You want to have a rebuttal to that introduction?
Yeah, the first rebuttal is it's Arundel. And the second is I never surfed, but I photographed the surfers.
Okay, all right, and dated some.
And
According to the internet.
Not some.
All right, okay. Well, we'll keep it to one. All right. So thank you for being with us. Apologies on your last name.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, mine gets butchered all the time, so you can butcher it once before you go. Maybe that'll make us even. That'll be good. So let me get started. One of your recent blogs talks about how people are viewing their homes differently during the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it impacts what you do as an organizer?
Definitely. Well, the pandemic is tough because people are seeing their houses all the time because they're really living in them. And they see the clutter and the unnecessary things that I see when I come in with fresh eyes. A lot of people are attempting to do the organizing themselves, but often they get to a point where they're just like, wait, I don't know how to do this, and I don't know where to take this stuff. And so that's where sort of, as an experienced professional, I can come in and say, okay, we can make this better. You know, I can actually incorporate systems after we get rid of the unnecessary stuff that you actually see has accumulated in your home because you're now living with it. And I can also just teach you new systems and help you figure out where to take things. Because a lot of people really don't know all of the great ways that you can get rid of stuff without putting a dumpster in your driveway. And my goal after doing this for so long is to preserve the environment and not putting things into the trash if I can help it.
Great. And so I know that you consider your business both therapeutic and you're saving the world and helping recycle and you're doing your bit for the environment. What drove you to this field? You've got an interesting eclectic background.
I think everything that I've done, and part of it's genetic, Steve. You know, my father was in the Marine Corps and he incorporated all of these systems to raise five children, along with my mom, to be organized and efficient and not wasteful. And I named the mudroom after our mudroom in childhood because everything had a label and even the dog and the cat had their own little cubby in the mudroom. And it's an important place to start organization where you enter the home, especially in New England. But so that was kind of like the thread of me started in childhood, and every job I've ever had, the happy place I've had in that job has always been the organizing part. Like when I was in Pony Club, it was about organizing my little grooming box and keeping my tack clean and, you know, making sure everything was good with the horse in addition to riding and being a successful rider. And there hasn't been, I was an administrative assistant at Pepsi-Cola for a while, and I was probably the most extremely organized administrative assistant, you know, the guy I worked for had ever seen. And that wasn't necessarily that I was trained. It was just that it came naturally for me to make sure everything had a home, everything had a place. There was no waste. It was efficient. It was fast. And, you know, I could kind of like clean up at the end of the day and feel like, desk looks good, you know, and walk away.
Okay. And so you've had some real success of doing this, really helped a number of people out. But sometimes it's interesting to hear where you've had challenges along the way. What were your bumps in the road? What are
just in the very beginning. I mean, it was hard to get started because I really didn't know what I was doing. I'd always worked for somebody else. So, you know, when you start out, you know, I was married. I was actually still married when I started, and I was working with a friend of mine, helping her clean out her basement. And I realized after a couple of hours, and she was like, "Oh, let's go get a drink." And I'm like, "What? We got a lot of work to do." I was really into it. And so that energy and enthusiasm, you know, she sort of saw that, and she's like, "You know, you could do this for a business." But actually doing it for a business was a big leap. And it took about 5 years, no kidding, for me to make a living at it. Fortunately, you know, I was sort of in the midst of that end of the divorce thing where I could rely on some help from my ex-husband. But once that ended, I'll never forget. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I've got to make this work. And, you know, even stepped it up a little bit more, but at least I'd had that 5 years to grow it. And the most important thing in my business is building trust amongst clients. So I don't have to do that much marketing because my clients market me because it's such a personal business. I mean, I'm in people's bedside tables, if you know what I mean. So they need, when somebody asks, you know, for a referral, I'm the name that comes up. You know, if I've worked for somebody and they happen to see, you know, need an organizer or a Natick or Wellesley or something, my name comes up because, you know, you build trust and efficiency and my price is right. And that's kind of, but starting, man, that was scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. I would sit at my desk, I'll never forget, and just like look up and say, you know, where are you? I'm really good at this, and I need business. I need people. And eventually it came, and I just thank my lucky stars because I love what I do. I mean, I'm passionate about it.
Great. And so if you were to, I think a lot of people are tired of their stuff. Some people are downsizing. Some people are right-sizing. Some people are just want to have, they can't even remember that what stuff they have. What's your advice for where they should start?
Most people can't remember what they have. I can't remember what I have, and I'm a minimalist. It's really crazy. I mean, the place to start is to believe that you can do it. And once you believe that you can do it, and absolutely can, then you have to know that, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One drawer, one category, one room, one closet, one, you know, hour or two at a time. You have to put it on the calendar, make it happen, because it's not the first thing anybody wants to do. But the thing to do is, you know, if you do run into a place where you don't have the bandwidth, that's when, you know, there are lots of me out there. There are lots of organizers out there. You just need to look us up, Google organizer, and it'll take you to one of us.
Okay. And a lot of our folks are both homeowners and business owners. And in particular, we have a business audience. Do you have a recommendation for where to start with organizing your office?
Throw all the paper away. Just don't be, I mean, lawyers, doctors, and teachers love their paper. They're always afraid they're going to need it, want it, use it, you know, hire somebody to scan it in. But yeah, paper is not our friend. And It's dead weight, you know, and there's so much of it. I just try to make it leave my desk as fast as I can. I don't even have an inbox. I just have a little pile to the left of my, on the left side of my desk. And I empty that every day. Done. You know?
Great. And one of the things that people can do is they could actually go to your website and get your book, Declutter 101, right? You have an ebook?
I have an ebook. I have some blogs that I have on there that are helpful. But at the end of the day, just about every client I work for has Marie Kondo's feng shui book. And you know what? They still have to call me. So
right.
It's really hard. It's, you know, it's a lot harder than people think to do it, to motivate to do it. I'm a motivator. I'm a shadower. I'm there. They have it on the calendar and then we make it happen.
Great. Well, your background looks very uncluttered. You're practicing what you
preach. I didn't even work at it.
Okay, good for you. You were ready to go. So tell us how do we find you to have the initial conversation?
I've been told I have a good website, so I would start there, www.themudroom.org.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for spending some time with us. Let me thank the listeners and viewers for being with us at Business Way Outside the Box by PR Works. We look forward to catching up with you with future episodes. If you know somebody who has a business that is way outside the box, please let us know and we'll consider them for a future episode as well. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.